the love of Jesus and how he is so amazing, I always said to myself that the time will come when I would be able to see my daughter or hear from her. And it's been close to maybe 15 or 16 years that I haven't seen her. And my niece, Elizabeth, she just called me one night and just told me, Uncle Robert, I got someone here who wants to talk to you. And I said, who? She said, well, just wait a minute. I'm going to put you on hold and get that person on the line. So as she was trying to do that, I was waiting patiently. But deep down in my heart, I just felt in my soul, I said, Lord, is this the time? You know. So when that person came on the line, I just came out and said, hello? And she said, hello. And I said, who's this? And then she came out and said, Angelica. And I came out and said, Angelica who? And she came out and said, your daughter. And I just broke down in tears just hearing her voice. And I was so overwhelmed. After we had our conversation, and once I hung up the call, I said, Lord, you're so great. You are so faithful. You're never late. You are always on time. Even though we wait patiently and we wait and wait and wait and we don't hear it, you're always there for us. And I love you for that. And I love this family of mine. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Share what we got first.
All right. Now let's hear. Let's all stand.
For that tonight. Come on, amen. Somebody needs to hear. The Bible says, and faith. Come on, say it with me. Faith cometh by hearing. In hearing the word of God. It doesn't come by praying. It comes by hearing the word of God. And I want you to hear that tonight. Come on, somebody needs to hear that tonight. We need to hear that, that God's love reaches, hallelujah, beyond boundaries, beyond borders, hallelujah. There's nothing, say it with me, there's nothing that can separate the love, hallelujah, that comes from Christ Jesus. Nothing. Come on, say it with me. Nothing. Nothing that you're going through, nothing that you're facing right now. I want you to stand here tonight and just declare this with me. Come on. No shadow. Come on, declare it tonight. Yeah.
Lord, you won't shake down. I won't tear down.
Coming after me. I pray to God, Lord, that we hear your word. I pray to God, Lord, that your word overrides. It goes beyond, Lord, our doubt and our fear, God. I pray that it penetrates the heart right here, right here, right deep within our hearts. Hallelujah. I pray to God, Lord, that you break anything, God, Lord, that has tried to lie and try to keep us from knowing the greatness of you, your love, how much you love us, God, how much we mean to you. How desperate you are to walk hand in hand with us daily. Not just every once, but every day, every moment, every heartbeat. That God, Lord, you desire us, to God, to be in rhythm with you. To hear your heartbeat. To flow. To God, and be in oneness. Lord, I pray tonight, God, Lord, I pray that our hearts, to God, Lord, become in line with you tonight. Lord, I just declare that. Can you receive that tonight? Is that what you want tonight? Come on, is that what you want? Hallelujah. I want to know him. I want to know him. I want to know him in a greater depth. I pray tonight that you hear that. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, hallelujah. You may be seated. Disciples can come with me. Thank you, praise team.
I love that song.
Class, Jody. Good evening. You guys can move forward, some of you, if you want to. I have the pleasure tonight of welcoming and introducing. We're going to have David share a little bit before I come up. He has the liberty. Please know you have the liberty to take as long as you need. Amen. Here's your water, too, because I was drinking this. But I've known him, I want to say 30 years. About 25. Yeah. No, about 25, probably 28. He came into our youth group when he was a teenager, and young even. He was before a teenager, and just a young man, just full of life, full of love, and he just clung to Pastor Chris and I, and we thought of him like a son. So if you see me hug this man, he's like a son to me, and I could call him a son. But he has so much within him, even from the time that he was born, and he was ordained for his purpose, and musically, and God has taken him round about so many ways. But God is fulfilling his purpose in him now. You know, there's no time period that we have to say, okay, we're born, and we have to do this and this and this. There's no time period with God. He sees it. It's like this. And he just begins to bring the pieces together. And like Pastor Chris said Saturday night, if we get in his rhythm, and I believe David has found that rhythm, hallelujah, and he is moving and breathing in the Spirit of God, hallelujah. So without me talking anymore, I just want to welcome him. And would you just welcome him, give him your full attention. I know he has a word.
Okay, hello. God is good? All the time? All right, let's real quick before I start, I'm going to tell you. Okay, so last week, you weren't feeling well. You had food poisoning. And Chris sent me a text, and he said, are you preaching tonight? And I was like, no, I'm not. So let me tell you why I said no. Okay, I didn't feel worthy. You know, I didn't feel like I was good. Okay, so this is what happened. Allison and I were walking down to the probation office, and I was going to give them some money, and we did that. And then we were walking. This is okay, right? Okay, so we were walking back, and I was a little hot and sweaty, and my mom and my sister called me, and they said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm walking up the hill. You know, I'm kind of hot and sweaty. And they're like, you want to come to Eaton Park and eat with us? And I was like, yeah, I do. And then Allison's like, I'm not dressed for that. And I was like, really? Like, we just walked probation. But it's all good. And so anyway, I said, no, never mind. And so we get it. I might have snapped a little bit on my mom and my sister. And I was walking up Pearson Street, and you know, the cliff was going over, and I was like, I'm just going to jump off this cliff. And I might have dropped some F-bombs, too. It was bad. But so I hung up with her, and then I bolted for home. I was walking. And Allison, I left her behind. She was, like, stopping to smell flowers, and she's like, here, smell these. And I was like, no, I'm gone. Because I was so upset with myself. Like, and I sat in that for like an hour, okay? I was like, what is wrong with you? Why would you do this? So then I get this text from Chris, and I think in my head, I'm not a good enough Christian. I can't speak in front of people. I can't, like, talk about the Word of God, not the way I'm living. And the crazy thing is, like, I'm living right today, you know? I mean, I'm not lying or stealing or cheating or doing, you know, all those things that we do. And then so for the week, and then we come to church, and he preaches about that rhythm that we were talking about, that rhythm of God. And he's going like this, and I'm like, yes, I've been in that rhythm before. You know, last summer everything was right. But so I just felt unworthy. And then I started thinking in my head, like, who is? Like, we're all human beings, right? You know, so I mean, like, honestly, like, we're all human. So I believe that God has called me into ministry. And I don't know, you know, what that ministry is yet.
I'm just open to it. You know, I'm just staying open. I mean, I have the music. You know, I play guitar and I sing, and I can reach people through that. But then we come and we hear Brian talk, and he grabs me up and he says that. And I've had this stirring inside of me, you know, like I've wanted to maybe preach one day. And he says it to me, and I'm just, you know, so I've been thinking about it, like, a lot. So I really appreciate you and Chris and everything you've always done for me. Okay, so I want to talk about worldly stuff, right? Like worldly stuff, like things that we, you know, we don't hear about that often. You know, I mean, we all live in this world, right? I mean, like child support, or like losing our kids, drug addiction, alcoholism, like all of those things. You know, anger, anxiety, depression, like all those things that, like, and they honestly separate us from God. And like, you know, with, like Chris talks about these strongholds, like we get stuck in depression. You know what I mean, Mom? Stuck in depression. I'm just funny. And I feel bad. I mean, my sister went to class, and I was really hoping I'm going to get her a CD because I really wanted to speak to her too. But okay, so Randy, can we put Bible verses on the thing? Can we do 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17? And this is like, and that's another thing too, is like I sat and I was reading my Bible and trying to prepare, and you know, I don't want me to be the one to, you know, I just want God to live through me and speak through me. And that's like, you know, it's really important to me. But like, this was always in, like, okay, so I've been to prison a lot. I've read the Bible quite a few times, but I've never lived it. You know, I was always maybe even skeptical. Okay, all right. So anyway, here we go. Love not the world, right? All right, let me see here in mine. Okay, do not love the world for things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Okay, and this, like I have this Student Life Bible, so I want to read this too, because it really has a lot of weight for me. It says, God has commanded his people not to love the world or the things of the world. The whole world system is built on pride, lust, ego, materialism, vanity, and emptiness. People fight for money, position, pleasure, and other self-centered interests. God's people are not to get caught up in this merry-go-round of deception. They're to love God and not the world. Okay? So God calls me and us to be in the world, but not of it. Okay, so we live in this world today, right? I mean, like, I love playing Modern Warfare. I drink Red Bull, it's kind of cheap or expensive, so I go with Monster. But, you know, like, and I love The Walking Dead. You know what I mean? I like watching zombies come to life and eat people. I mean, honestly, I do. And it's not so much about, like, what I do in the world. It's what consumes me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been stuck in drug addiction, and it sucks, you know? Like, I've been stuck there, and that's not, you know, I believe that God has called me to bigger things and has used the life that I've lived and the things that I've done to get to where I'm at and to have appreciation for that, you know? So, all right, let's see here. Okay, I want to talk about sin. Like, I wrote all this stuff down, and my brain flies. You know, my brain gets going, and when I'm praying, like, I woke up last night, or two nights ago, it was like maybe 3-4 in the morning, I clicked the light on, and I'm reading my Bible. I'm writing stuff down real quick, because I'm like, oh, that's good, that sounds good. Okay, wait, what do you want from me? You know, and I just fly, like, all over the place, and I'm just good to be. All right, so, I was talking to Jody, actually, up there, and we were talking about Jesus, okay? And, like, how Jesus came to earth and walked as a human being, just like me or you, okay? But he was without sin, right? So, I mean, he got all the best parts of being a human being without, you know, it's like the love, the companionship, like, just everything. And I was thinking, like, what? God gave me a sense of humor, and I have a very sick sense of humor. I do. But it's of God. It's cool. You know what I mean? And so I'm thinking, like, okay, Jesus had all, everything to be human without sin. Could you imagine? Could you imagine that? Like, how awesome would that be? And then, like I told Alice the other day, I guarantee you that one of the disciples got a wet willy from Jesus. You know? Like, honestly, because he did. I guarantee it, because it's love and companionship. Like, just caring about other people, you know? Like, I believe it. I do. So anyway, okay, so the whole sin aspect. And, like, I think I was raised with this belief, you know, that you know, church and with all the rules and regulations and it is bad to sin and you will go to hell. And, you know, and like as I pray and I read, and it's not like that. Do you know what I mean? It's really not. So, okay, so we have to sin is an archery term to miss the mark, right? Okay, so when I am living in self-centeredness and I'm doing just for me, you know, and I'm using drugs or I'm drinking or, you know, and God just says to me, that's not right. You know, that's not right. Do better. You need to do better. And so I think this is funny. When I was in treatment, okay, and he kept saying, he was like, God isn't out to get you. He's out to get you. You know, and I was like, oh, okay, bam, that makes complete sense to me. You know, so it's like, God isn't waiting out in the parking lot to pull a Tonya Harding on me. Do you know, like, he wants, do you know what I mean? Like, it's about doing his will and doing what's right. And so, it's not really, like, let's say, okay, I go and I take a homeless man a Big Mac, and then it's like, bullseye. You know what I mean? Or I didn't lie to my wife about how much money I made today. Bullseye. Right, I'm a Robin Hood, or we're trying to be Robin Hood, right? Or I didn't lie to my husband about how much money I spent. Bullseye, right? Like, I mean, and it's not like a punishing, and that's the way, like, I was raised, like, you'd be punished, you know, you're in trouble. And, like, honestly, when I think about it, this too, like, okay, how many times, I mean, how many of us have been beat as kids, Chris? And it's not about that, but have your parents ever looked at you? I know mine has, and said, David, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed in you. And, like, how that, like, makes me feel way worse than being beaten. You know, I'm just disappointed in you. And that's, you know, God has said to me, like, I'm just disappointed in you, man. You need to do better. Do better, you know? So, okay. And then I get into the book of Galatians a lot. This is what I was. Did I start to tell you about this? I'm not sure. Okay, so, like, correct me if I'm wrong, because, I mean, I know my word, but you probably know. Well, okay, so in the book of Galatians, Paul is writing to this church, and he's trying to convey that you're doing things wrong. You know, you've kind of went off the rails a little bit, and we need you to come back on track, come back to what Jesus is calling of you. And the thing is, okay, so They're trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? They're trying to reveal sin. Like, you can't be part of our church. You are not, you know, and too many churches and religions today, I think, like, focus on that. Like, we don't want this person in our church because you are not righteous enough, you know? And who does that leave? Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, I don't, like, this is the thing. I feel my ministry, what God is calling me to do, isn't to speak in a church with people. Like, I mean, the majority, I mean, safe to say that most of us are going to heaven. We've all accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, right? So that's great. But what about the rest of the world? Like, what about everyone that's still out there? Like, what about the drug addicts in crack houses or people in the streets, you know? And I've lived there. I've walked through that, you know? So I feel like that's where I'm being called to. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, so this is fun. I enjoy this. Thank you, Kelly, for letting me come up. Okay, so is everyone okay? Are we good? We're good? Okay. So anyway, okay, so this church has gone off the rails, and they just want the righteous, you know, and the revealing sin. But what is your motives behind that? You know what I mean? Like, you're a bad person, I don't want you in our church. And it's like, no, I love the church that I'm a part of. I love that you, everyone here, you are my family. You know, and I say to a lot of people, we're a church of misfits. Come in here, because this is who Jesus would be out to reach, you know, all the people of the world. So attitudes, perceptions, motives, intentions, love, and connections. That was what I would think I would title it if I were to. Okay, so attitudes. Like Chris keeps talking about these strongholds that we get stuck in, like depression and anxiety and everything, okay? And it's like, how do we break free of that? Because honestly, like, I'm great. When I leave my house and I come here, you know, I feel so good. Like, I'm in tune with God. I have that rhythm that he's talking about. You know, I'm in touch, and everything is like just great. I'm happy. I'm joyous and free, right? But when I'm at my house, I find a very hard time with patience, you know? And like, honestly, what is my attitude? And I like to think, do you know what attitudes are like? Attitudes, did I get anybody? Attitudes are very contagious, right? They're infectious. You know, so the people that I hang around have a lot to, did you yawn? No, okay. Like, my attitude has all to do with everything. So I try to walk around and I try to be happy and I smile and I laugh and I joke. And I try and pull people out of that. But, you know, I get drug into, like, attitudes too. Like, when someone is down and they're just, I get drugged down too. And I don't, you know, I'm sorry. I said this to my mom. I said, like, you have a bad attitude. And she felt bad. Like, or not bad, mad, right? Mad. You felt mad. Like, she was angry with me. And I didn't mean any ill, like, you know, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just trying to pull you out of it. We had Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to any mothers. We had a great, successful Mother's Day. And I think it really helped a lot. And so anyway, we keep getting stuck in these, like, these strongholds of depression and anxiety. And like, honestly, where is my faith? You know, if I'm depressed all the time and I'm just miserable and bitter and acting like that, what does that say about my faith? You know, because last summer I was happy. Was I not? I was just super happy. Like, I was. There was nothing that could knock me off my square. I was running around happy all the time because I had complete faith in God that everything that happens is meant to happen, and everything, you know, it's all part of God's plan. So whatever happens today, I can deal with it, you know. But like, sometimes I get stuck in a negative attitude and I feel like, you know, just I'm not a very nice person. So okay, anyway, back to Galatians. Here we go. There's this spirituality part of it that I really, really wanted to hit on. You don't have to look. I'll just read it, Randy. Okay. Galatians says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then I want to jump ahead. It says, the fruit of the Spirit, you know this verse, right? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Okay, so the whole spirituality versus religion thing, because this gets like, I mean, especially in NA and AA and all of that. I heard this guy speak one time, Dr. Abraham Tversky. Yeah, it was good. And he spoke and he said, spirituality, he gave a definition of it, is about the quality of interpersonal relationships. Okay? And so that, I've never forgot that. That was in like 2004 or 2000, I don't know, it was a while ago. But I've never forgot it because to me, it's about the quality of my relationships. Okay, so my connection with other human beings, my relationship with my girlfriend, my relationship with my family, other people, friends, sponsors, but my relationship with God too. And how strong is that connection? You know what I mean? Like, it's not about just praying every morning and every night. I've heard this said so many times. I'm going to share it. I like it. Someone said to me once, let's say you had this really beautiful girlfriend, okay? And you said hi to her every morning, and you said goodnight to her every night, and that was it. how long would that relationship last, right? So to me, like, I talk to God all day long. I pray today, like all day. And it's not even like praying. I don't like get down on my hands. And I talk to him. And I talk to him like I would talk to you or you. You know, like I share what's on my heart, like what's going on. And that connection just builds and it just makes life so much better. It's just to breathe like, you've got me. Everything's okay. You know, you got me. So, okay, this spirituality part of it. So he says the fruits of the Spirit, right? Actually, Randy, did you put that one up there? Yeah. Okay. That's good. Okay, the fruits of the Spirit. And I believe, like, you know, this is what Jesus was calling us to do. Okay, so the top two commandments, I shared this with Allie, right? Love God with all your heart, right? And the second is love your neighbor as you would love yourself. And I believe if you follow those two, you pretty much obey the rest too. And so this was my question to her earlier when I was sharing. I said, okay, so God calls me. I love God. I love God with all my heart. And my fellow human beings, I can love human beings, but as much as I love myself. But then I start thinking, do I love myself? Do I really love myself today? Some days I do. Some days I don't. But like that relationship too is like the relationship with myself. Like, how do I feel about myself? Because how can I love you if I don't love myself? Right? I mean, does that make sense? Am I making sense? Okay, so I started thinking about that, and I'm like, you know what? I do love myself today. And I do love my fellow man as much as I love myself. Because it is. It's about like genuine connection and caring for other human beings. And, you know, like everyone, you know, I'm going to say this might make people uncomfortable, but so I've been to prison a bunch, you know, and there, you know, there are pedophiles in church, and you know, that is just the term. We hate them, right? We hate them. It is like the lowest that a person can get, right? How do we find forgiveness for them? Well, I can look past what you've done because I've done a lot of dirt. You know, I've done a lot of terrible, terrible things. And my last sponsor, you know, he was on Megan's Law. And I love that man. I did, because he changed. He did change. And, like, I think everyone is worthy of forgiveness. You know, everybody. And, you know, it's me being as much like Jesus as I can be to love and forgive and give patience and tolerance and all of those spiritual principles that they talk about, like the fruits of the Spirit. So anyway, I have this, this is pretty cool too. I have this principles defined list, and it's pretty good. Attunement is on here, Tracy. I learned attunement from Tracy. Do you know what attunement is? It's being in harmony with everything, like being in harmony, being in that rhythm of God. I love it. But I believe, honestly, this is all that Jesus expects of me, you know, is just to have a relationship, a real relationship. Be honest. Be faithful. Communicate with him on a daily basis, all day. Keep him included in everything I'm doing, you know. And there's like the opposite of those is like that self-centeredness, you know, like that, just that, just all I care about is me. How can I take care of me today? And, I want to share this other thing too here real quick. Okay, so yeah, we were raised in youth group with Chris and Kelly, right? We went to church when we were kids, and we did it. And honestly, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior when I was maybe 12, 13, I don't remember. But in all honesty, I could have been a little skeptical. I might have been. You know, it wasn't until like I went to prison that I really got this relationship with God started. And my prayers were always, Lord, please get me out of this. Please. If you just don't let them drug test me today, I will never do it again. Right? And so I go to prison, and God placed on my heart, like I heard it. Like I heard a voice in my head. I'm not schizophrenic. I heard a voice. It was my voice, but it was God speaking. And he said, like, don't pray for me to get you out of there. I put you there, and so I could talk to you, because you can't get out. You have to sit in this cell, and you have to listen. Okay, so for almost two years, like, that's all I did was just pray and build this relationship. And I can't even explain it. Like, if you go and you try to talk to someone that's not a Christian, you know, and they don't feel it. They don't know. And like, I get excited. I do. I get super excited because there is no doubt in my mind now that God is real and works through me because I have felt it, physically felt it. Like the science behind whatever, I felt it. And one of the first times I go to this church service and we're doing praise and worship. And I remember I was really into the song and I was crying and I put my head down. And I felt like this incredible wave of energy, like swoop, like I was about to fall out. Like, you know what I mean? Like just straight fall out. I had to sit down and I had to put my head down and I'm bawling. And I feel like this like snapping point, this like breaking point. And it scared the crap out of me. I won't lie. I was scared. Like I was scared to like open that door and like let him in completely. And the moment that I totally did and I surrendered, it was just incredible. I mean, it was incredible. And so there's been so many times that like God has shown like just, I mean, physical feelings. I mean, it's just undeniable. And I'm just so happy today, you know? And it's like, okay, so I believe that God has called me into ministry. And like I said, not to minister, because we're good. We're good, right? We're all good in here. We're all going to heaven. And it's not even like, I was thinking about this too. I was like, okay, so I could sit in my basement all day and I could probably still get into heaven, you know, but what would that, you know, like I'd probably go in there like having to scrub toilets or do something. That, you know what I mean? Like if I just did the bare minimum to scoot by and get in, you know, that's not it. That's not what God's calling me to do. I'm cool with it. I'll scrub some toilets. But I want to help people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I genuinely want to help my fellow man. And that's everybody. Like, everybody. I want to go out there and I want to help. And, like, if it's through the music, it's through the music. That's great. If it's, like, speaking to people one-on-one on the street, I'm cool with that, too. I remember I stood up here and shared, I won't go on the diamond and be Bible thumping or something like that. But I might. Who knows? You know? I don't know. It's like whoever I can reach, I'll reach. You know, I'm so grateful for life today because, you know, Renee was telling me downstairs, she's like, you know, you've walked through it. You know, you've been through a lot of stuff. And I really have, you know, and I'm so grateful to be back. Okay, I'm going to share one more thing. One more story. I'm almost done. Are we okay? It's okay, right? It's not that long. Okay, so I had this like spiritual experience. It's the arms, right? Okay, listen, this is crazy. It's real. This really happened. Okay, it's going to sound nuts. Okay, I wasn't on drugs. I was clean. And I was laying in my bed, and I was like 18 years old. I might have been 17. I don't know. But I was laying in my bed, and I felt like these waves of energy going all through me, vibrating. And I remember I reached out my arm, and I remember mentally projecting the word help. Okay, and I felt an arm grab me like that, and I started climbing this arm like a rope, okay, and all of a sudden I was standing in this white room, and this is a true story, it really happened. So there's this white room, and to the side there's a big picture glass window, and out the picture glass window I can see these like rolling fields of green hills and blue sky, and I look to my left, and there is the kindest looking black man sitting there, and he's got these eyes that are just so kind. And I say to him, I'm like, listen, what is going on? Like, how am I here? Like, I'm physically, like, I feel it. Like, how am I here? What's going on? What is this all about? But I'm a bad person because I want to go and, like, explore out there. Okay? And he said to me, he's like, you're not a bad person. You can go ahead, go explore, and come back when you're done. I'll be here. I'll explain everything that was going on. I'll explain what this is. And all of that thought and conversation was conveyed in a split second, like bang, bang. And I took off out this window and I flew like Superman would fly, flying. And then I snapped awake. Okay. And when I snapped awake, I wrote the whole thing down in present tense as it happened. Okay. And then I never really gave it much thought, like for a long, long time after that. And I was in rehab a couple years ago, and I don't know why this came up, but I started thinking about like spiritual experiences and God working in my life. And I thought, you know what? I'm not saying it was God. Maybe it was an angel. I don't know. But all I know is that, like, it made sense and it clicked because it was saying, you know, you're going to go and you're going to do some crazy stuff. Go live your life. Run amok. Do your crazy stuff. And when you come back, I'll be here and I'll be ready to show you and teach you. And, like, I use that, you know, like, to work in my life today. Like, I mean, it really, really happened. Okay, so I'm almost done. This is what I say. So, you know how everyone, like, the What Would Jesus Do bracelets, you know, WWJD? Okay, so that's a great question to ask yourself. But I like to, I've heard this. Anything I say, if it sounded good, it wasn't from me. I mean, just saying. Okay, so I like to ask myself, like, on a daily basis, am I living a life worthy of what Jesus did for me? Okay? It's like plain and simple. Like, am I living a life worthy? Like, if I'm smoking crack in the basement, I don't think I'm living a life worthy. You know, I'm sorry to let you down, God. You know, I've been there. But it's like today is just so much different, you know, to like walk around with your head held high and just to look people in the eyes when you're talking to them and just try to reach people. And, you know, I'm so blessed to be here. And, okay, I'm done. So you can speak a little bit. And I want to play another song if that's okay, if we could do that. Okay? All right. I love all of you guys. Thank you. It was really on my heart to play and sing this song, and then we kind of ran out of time, so we were like, no, but... Okay, you can stand or you can sit. It doesn't matter. It's okay. The words will be there. Let's sing along. I need them too. Thank you.
about how long we come and meet. It's just about hearing from God, hallelujah, and the power that God has through a young man and the power to save, you know. And this young man, I firmly believe that God doesn't take us through things just to leave us there. We go through things that we can help other people that are in the same situations we have been through. Said, if there's hope, if I can get through it, you can get through it. Amen. And this is a testimony. He is a testimony of what God has done in his life. We all are. I love the beauty of this tonight, that it was so real and so personal, that each of us have a personal life story. We all have situations we've come from, situations that we have went through, dealt with, things that we are still dealing with to this day, that it's only by God's help, God's love, God's strength within us to get us through, amen? And we come to the realization, like David said, like Pastor Chris said, when we get into that rhythm of God, find that heartbeat of God, hallelujah, and just begin to flow with Him, because we want our own way, we want to flow our own, but we need to flow through God. And when we do, we're just in that river and we're flowing with Him, and He meets all our needs. I was going to follow up with what I had as well. I don't feel too, because I feel like everything was said tonight. Amen. It was powerful. It was real. Let the love of God speak to you. Amen. Like he said, it's our attitudes. It's our, you know, the things that we face every day. We could have the situations of anger with a loved one. We could have depression. We can have anxieties. But when we get in that rhythm of God, he doesn't want us to have them. All he says is cast these on him, and he will take care of the rest. Give them to God. We want to carry them. Don't carry the depression. Don't carry the anxiety or the anger or the attitude. You know, like he said, it is catchy. You know, when you're around people that are angry or upset or bitter, or it will want to rub off on you. But God says when you are flowing in him, it can't rub off on you. Amen. It can't, because you have the power to change their situation. Hallelujah. Instead of them changing your situation, you have the power to change theirs. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you for tonight, Lord God. We thank you for each one that is in this house, Lord God. And I pray, Father, that we heard, hallelujah, a word from your throne room, hallelujah. We heard from you, hallelujah. And that the power to save, hallelujah, the power to heal, Lord God. And we just thank you, we praise you. Those ones that are here tonight that are dealing with situations, Lord God, we give it up to you, Lord God, and we offer it up to you, Lord God, that you can strengthen them, heal them in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.